Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494.
That intro still slap.
Oh, it always does. Yeah. Always will as well. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Philadelphia Eagles? We'll get to your phone calls in just a second here. Don't forget, it's Eagles Radiothon, and we got a lot going on. Text Midday to 53209 to make a donation. You could also, for $30, get the T-shirt designed by Kylie and Jason Kelce. We appreciate both of them being part of the show yesterday. EaglesRadiothon.com for all these. In a few minutes, Hugh's going to tell you about more of the experiences that we have there. But I wanted to point this out as we have this discussion. Is this really a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles?
Yes.
And Hugh believes it is. I don't.
My whole heart.
I know you do. I think the expectation should be to be a good team, and they have talent enough to make a run, but I don't view it as one of those years where they got to get it done. And there's also the specter of there's some boom or bust potential with this team. Like, it could go really well, or we have some questions, right? New coordinators.
That's any team, though.
Yeah, but this team feels like it has.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
A little bit
right.
More of that, especially with the Sirianni factor. So, Shiel Kapadia over at The Ringer, he pointed this out in his recent column on the Eagles, and it was striking. So, you could bet on a variety of outcomes for teams, you know, in terms of their win total, alternate win total, all that kind of stuff. And the Eagles, this is, Shiel pointed this out over at FanDuel. The Eagles have roughly the same odds to get to the Super Bowl, plus 550, so that's their odds to win the NFC, as they do to win 7 or fewer football games. That's at plus 540. Isn't that remarkable? Like that they're,
that's crazy.
The odds, at least the way they're set right now, is it's basically the same thing to get to the Super Bowl, which is obviously a very special thing, or be pretty bad. 7-10 or worse is bad in the NFL. Hugh, I don't think they're going to go 7-10, but like that just stuck out. Like, wow. Even the betting markets, Hugh, don't really know what to expect for this football team.
No, you know what's funny, and I talk to people all the time, and the premise is, or the feeling is, this team can be really, really good or really, really bad. Like, we've done a great job, or I've done a great job, of sticking my head in the sand and hoping and believing that a lot of the issues that this team had from last year were fixed. Mm-hmm. I think that, and part of the reason why I feel that way is because, you know, the teams that I've been a part of at the end of the year, it's like a clean slate. And so I kind of feel like it's the same thing with this team. You know, we talked about a lot about the relationship between Jalen Hurts and Coach Sirianni. I think that is fixed to the point where, you know, the greater good will outweigh anything that they have going on. But you never know. You never know. See, so that's why I feel like that's the premise when it comes to this team. Either they're going to be really good or really bad, because that relationship, we don't know what's going to happen in adverse situations.
So it's interesting. As the offseason has moved along, I'm less worried about that part of it. I do think they're going to be pros about it, right? Mm-hmm. Do I think Sirianni and Hurts are best friends? No. I think they're going to be pros about it. I'm more concerned with the youth on the defense, how quickly they figure this thing out, how quickly the new offense gels, all the football stuff. That's what I'm wondering about. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll tell you about today's prize and how we're going to give away. I'm excited for this one today. Alex is up first on WIP. Hey, Alex.
Hopeful Hugh and no glass.
What's going on,
I've got
man?
A glass here. It's just a quarter way full today. What's up, Alex?
Hey, come on, man. What are we doing?
What do you mean?
Let me just break this down for you. It's 32 teams in the league.
Yes.
All right? Only two teams make it to the Super Bowl. Only one wins it. You telling me all of these teams don't have the goal to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, sure, but that's not realistic. Okay, so come on. The Patriots aren't going to the Super Bowl. The Cardinals aren't going to the Super Bowl. Come on.
In their mind, they are. As for me, my team is going every year. Until they prove me wrong, my team is going every year. I am an Eagles fan. I'm not sitting here looking for reasons why we're not
going to
go.
No, it's not looking for reasons.
I'm saying we're going.
No, but Alec, hold on. But wait a second. It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's different years. If the Eagles have the best players in the NFL at every position, you'll have a higher expectation to win the Super Bowl. And then there's been years, and it's not been a lot, but there's been years in the past where they've had a bad team. And you don't have the same expectation. It all depends on the players.
But see, this is the thing. You speak with a forked tongue sometimes, man. Because last year, you noticed statistically, all teams that go to the Super Bowl the year before usually don't make it back.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the expectation was on this team to go back last year. And even though they only lost six games, everybody freaking panicked. And, oh, my God, it was a great collapse. And it was bad.
It was a bad collapse.
But what I'm saying is, you put that expectation on them last year. So why not us this year? Why not?
I mean, Bill,
just because we got new teams.
No,
new
you, Alex, teams. You can't. You can. You
what's
can do that. Well, but they're young. I don't view it
and
that way.
A young team can go. A young team can go.
It can.
A young team can gel with new coaches.
Sure.
They're all learning at the same time because they have new coaches, new players. Everybody's there. You got veterans. You got new players. You're telling me that's an impossibility?
No, Alex, I never. Now you're putting words in my mouth. I never said it was an impossibility. I merely said it's not Super Bowl or bust for me. The 04 Eagles, with all that age on defense, those guys were aging out. They didn't have much prime left. That was a Super Bowl or bust season. And look what happened after that. It took them four more years to reset the team and get back close to it. That's a bust Super Bowl season. Either you win it or it's a disaster. I don't view this team like that.
Yeah, but see, I always have the problem with that. When people, because Cox left and because Jason Kelce left. Teams turn around all the time. Before Jason Kelce got in there, there was somebody before him. Do you remember his name?
Yeah, it was Jamal Jackson. Jamal Jackson.
Okay.
I remember.
Before Cox, I mean, there was somebody there before him. So guess what? And then before him, there was somebody. And before him, there was some. So teams develop and they move on. Like, come on. It's not a freaking foregone conclusion that they can't do it. Anything is possible.
Alex, I agree with you.
Possible,
but I think you're misinterpreting. I never said it's impossible they win the Super Bowl. For me, it's not a bust if they don't do it. That's all.
Every year is a bust.
Well,
for
me, we just view it different. I like that about you, Alex. I like that. Alex, we preach the phone call. It's Super Bowl or bust every year for Alex.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust every year for everybody.
Hey, no.
Do you think, okay, let me ask you a question. Do you think when John Gruden took over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and what they had been doing years prior, you don't think it was Super Bowl or bust for him?
I do, but that was an older team. This team's young.
Yeah, but he got them over the hump in one season, though.
I know. I guess
so it can happen.
It could happen. But do we realize how different this team is than this team 2 years ago? How many guys are even left?
Do you realize how different that team was than the one he had in Oakland?
Right, but that Bucs team was the same, right? It was Sapp, and it was all those guys that had been building and building and building.
Yeah.
We don't have those guys.
But John Gruden came in. But my point is this. I think John Gruden came in. I'm not for certain. I had to ask one of them cats that actually played for Tampa, but he came in and he implemented his program.
Sure.
And they picked it up immediately, and they were able to go to the Super Bowl. It can happen.
No, I want to make sure everyone knows. I think it could happen.
Yeah, and I think it's going to happen this year.
Yeah, for me, it wouldn't be like, oh, what a disaster of a season if they don't win the Super Bowl. I don't view it that way. If they're a good team and they get back to the playoffs and we feel like it's ascending when the year ends, I'll feel good moving forward.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying about that because you're stuck on the bus part. But it's Super Bowl or bust for me. And I mean, you know, you could do whatever you want with the bus part because I'm not focusing on that. I'm focusing on Super Bowl.
You refuse to see the other side.
No, listen. And if I'm shooting for the Holy Grail and I fall short, I will deal with that when the time comes. Mm. But right now, what did Yoda say? Ain't no try, just do.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's Yoda, right? That's Yoda.
It's Yoda.
Ain't no try, no, not whatever he said.
Mm, the more we dive into it, the worse we're getting.
It's worse. Do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Thank you, Kyle, for helping out.
Yeah, no problem.
I know all the Star Wars people was like thoroughly irritated at me trying to get that right.
Listen, you had one good analogy. The 10 o'clock hour recording is filled.
Exhaustive one analogy for the day. I should have left it alone.
No, because leave on a high note. It's kind of like going to the Super Bowl. I've had a taste of greatness. Now I'm reaching it. I'm aspiring for that one every time. In every hour, I'm going to aspire to beat the analogy that I gave.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
Watch out, people.
It's just steadily getting worse.
Well, at least we got one today. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we do have a great giveaway today. A pair of tickets. Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field on Friday, September 6th, a week from tomorrow. We're going to be there doing the pregame show. And then, obviously, everyone can hang out and watch the game live from the stadium seats on the big screen. Eagles-Packers. Big, big game in week one. Can't wait for next Friday night. So we have a pair of tickets to give away today. We're going to do it by playing a little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
You know, Joe, I like to paint pictures, especially now since we do this Hughes Clues. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like every time people hear this music, they have either it invokes one or two feelings. A feeling of joy because they might get what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Or the person like, oh, hell, what type of terrible-ass clue is he going to give us first? So here it is, people. The first clue. And this is in honor of college football. Current college coach that I know personally.
Ooh, I like this one. All right, so college
That's
football starts. Yeah, it actually started last week, but that week zero is weird.
Like, don't nobody count week zero.
Tonight.
Who played last week?
Florida State. Georgia Tech.
Oh, that was actually a good game, though.
Yeah, they played in Notre Dame.
Well, a good matchup.
Yeah, because it was upset.
Georgia Tech
upset Florida State.
Yeah, in Ireland, I think.
Yeah,
it was
in Ireland.
Yeah, it did start last week, but it really starts in earnest tonight and this weekend. All right, I like the first clue here. A little college football feel. A current college coach that Hugh knows. First person to guess the correct answer will win the pair of tickets next week to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Again, EaglesRadiothon.com is how you hop in. Text midday to 53209. After we talk to Chris here, Hugh's going to tell you about some of the great experiences.
You can get.
Chris in Middletown, who was part of our midday show fantasy draft last night. What's up, Chris?
Happy post-draft day, man.
Chris, how's that draft looking the day after? You always got to look at that board the day after. How do you feel like you did?
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
I always love my drafts. And, yeah, you could just make out the check to Chris in Middletown. So it was
– Are we giving out money?
Actually, no, Kyle said he was going to give the winner his shirt. But, Kyle, I don't know if I fit your shirt, but that's okay.
Yeah, you fill it out pretty good.
Yeah, that works out for anybody, yeah.
Yeah. Hey – Hugh,
yes.
I love what you're trying to do. You're trying to get into Hugh, like, hibernation mode. So we all know, like, the pajamas are going to be coming into the studio. And now you're getting so lazy, you're like, I ain't even shaving my head during.
I'm not, Chris. I'm not. I'm going to let this bald spot do what it do.
It's not going to do much.
I'm going to let it do what it do, Joe.
You had all this energy coming into the spring and summer. He was cut Hugh, you know, getting in shape, getting all, you know, at the strong beard game. And now all of a sudden he's like, yo, winter's coming out. I don't care.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No more. I'm done.
So, oh, he was ordering sweatsuits the other day. This guy is ready to hunker down.
Yeah.
Well, he's already got his winter coat, so he's ready to go. He got a free one the other day, you know. So,
thank you, Ava Graham.
To the topic of the day, this is 100% Super Bowl or bust. You, of course, you're right, and those other two guys that with you are two cowards that are just being a little nervous Nellies. I mean, guys, of course, Howie feels this way. Howie's all in. Otherwise, they wouldn't have went out and brought in Saquon Barkley and broke the NFL record for salaries for a running back. And they don't do that. So obviously, they're telling you, we're all in. We're full tilt. I don't want to hear this nonsense, Joe, of hedging your bets about next year and thinking about next year. That's a loser's mentality. You too, Kyle. I expect better out of a Delco guy than that. Come on.
You know what? Shut up.
So, you know what, guys? You know, a quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. But it sounds like you might got two quitters in your midst there. They're trying to hit.
Nobody's quitting.
They don't want their feelings hurt. Just,
sometimes a dose of reality, and
they're
then it helps.
They're
it
afraid
helps.
To love.
Why can't I go into this feeling good? Like, whatever, if they give me a playoff season and we win a playoff game,
that's not how it works.
I'm happy. It's a building block year. Why can't we call it that? Building block. Doesn't that sound better than Super Bowl or bust? Actually, doesn't. It sounds worse.
Hey, Joe, the thing behind you that you know you sometimes see that you're afraid of, that's your shadow, buddy. It's okay.
All right. Listen, I guess we just view it differently. Chris, we appreciate it. And you guys would not be surprised to know Chris from Middletown not only selected Saquon Barkley with the third overall pick last night, he had a Saquon Barkley Penn State jersey
he was true
in his bag. Stayed,
what do you say? He was on brand.
He was totally on brand last night. There's no question about it. Hugh, we're on brand here with the Eagles Radiothon because there's a ton of great experiences. So we have the ones for our show. You could play video games with Hugh. And by the way, the bids for that are jumping here today. You could sit in with our show. We'll come to you for a remote broadcast. You could bid on all that. Hugh, what else? Give us something else we could talk
before
about.
Before I do that, though, I want to say thank you to all the people that have bidded on these items. Thank you for listening to the radio station. Without you guys, we couldn't do what we do. But the item that we have for bid today is the mid-show behind-the-scenes sit-in with two people. That means you get to sit in here with me and Joe Giglio and get to see how we do things here at the show. You get to talk to us, you know, in the break.
You get to see Hugh's analogies form. Like, you see the wheels turning as they happen here.
Because it kind of just happens at a spur of the moment. And we have these lovely tasty cakes that we can have, you know, and after you get done hanging out with us, we got a bunch of tasty cakes. You can't take them all, though, because... you know, you got to save something for me. But you come hang out in the studio with me and Joe and see how we do operate on a day-to-day basis. It's pretty fun.
It is. It's awesome. We'd love to have you in here. And obviously, all the proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation, EaglesRadiothon.com.
Yeah, and then we got another one. If you don't want to sit in the studio, if you want to bid, you can have me and Joe have a remote broadcast at your business. And from what I was listening to yesterday on the afternoon show, they were talking about they did it from somebody's home.
We'll go anywhere.
Yeah, as long as y'all paying. If you're paying... and feeding, if you're cooking bacon,
I don't think that's not part of it.
What?
The bacon? Yeah, as long as they donate the money, you don't have to have
bacon.
But
come on, man. If we come in at the, if you got to feed us.
All right, how about this? We bring the Hatfield bacon, they cook it while we're on the air.
Yeah, you think? Okay, that's cool. That's cool. We can do that. But anyway, we'll take this remote on the road and go to your business. Me and Joe, we'll hang out with you all day And if you got a nice stove and something, we'll bring some bacon and we'll cook some bacon.
I love it. EaglesRadiothon.com. If you also just want to donate whatever you can,
yes,
you could just text 53209, text midday to 53209, and you could donate. Also, there's a $30 t-shirt that Kylie and Jason Kelce designed themselves that you could buy for 30 bucks. EaglesRadiothon.com. So regardless of what you have to give, like some people obviously don't have the means to bid on these huge items, including hanging out with Howie for a day. If you do, great. If you don't, there's still a way to be part of this, and we really appreciate being a part of this and helping out the Eagles Radiothon. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson, who is up on WIP. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
So, listen, it's very rare that I agree with Chris from Middletown on anything, but she was right. This is Super Bowl or bust, and it's not just because, you know, I'm 60 years old and I had to wait 53 years for the first one, so I probably don't have another 53 for the next one. But, you know, Kyle said something earlier in explaining why it's not Super Bowl or bust, saying, you know, it's not going to be like we're all going to be saying next year, like after this, well, what do we do now? Well, if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl because Jalen Hurts looks more like the 2023 Jalen Hurts than he did like the 2022 Jalen Hurts, and we all have to settle in on the reality that that's the real Jalen Hurts, everybody around here is going to be saying, what do we do now? Because we hitched our wagons to this guy, and the guy that went out there last year is not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. So it all goes together. This is a legitimate Super Bowl team when Jalen Hurts plays at that level, and it's not when he doesn't. And that's what we need to see. We need to see Jalen Hurts go out and play at that level. And if he does that, then this team should win the Super Bowl because they are good enough.
Well, they'll be in the mix at least. Ken, do you have no concerns though about the defense? Like, let's say Jalen plays well. He plays well, and we all agree he played well. They could also not win the Super Bowl, and it's not his fault, right? It's more because they can't stop the Niners or the Lions in a playoff game. Like, that's also possible.
No, I'm really not that concerned about it. If they don't turn the football over, so they're not giving the other team short fields, the defense is going to have to come up with maybe two, three at the most stops a game because the offense should hump. So I'm not concerned about it. And I'll tell you, Howie Roseman is the closest thing to Nick Saban in as much as, you know, the Eagles don't rebuild. They reload. And there's nobody in the league better at getting younger, cheaper, and more athletic than Howie Roseman. And I am really excited about these young guys. Everybody's down on Nolan Smith. I get it. He hasn't been as productive as they wanted, although he played like, what, 12% of the defensive snaps last year? So I don't know what you expect out of that. I look at that guy and I see, like, if you ever had a puppy that's like 11 months old and it's starting to fill out into its body, but it still doesn't know what to do with
analogy.
Its legs and all. You know, it's like, it's that's
analogy.
What he reminds me of.
That's a great
so
analogy.
I am not at all worried about the defense. I'm not. And I'm convinced that Hassan Reddick was the biggest problem on the team last year because he was out there freelancing. Josh Sweat, as much as called him out in the press for it without naming him by name. And I think the problem is gone. I really do. I think the problem is gone.
Well, I hope you're right. I remember that when Sweat, I think it was after the Cowboy game, Sweat said that certain guys are not playing with the integrity of the defense. All right, Ken, who are we thinking here? College coach that Hugh knows personally.
You know, I'm not even sure if this counts as actual college football, which it pains me to say. But they play tomorrow night and they're local, so I'm going to say Stan Drayton.
Stan Drayton. You know Stan Drayton, Hugh?
Mm-mm.
No, Ken, good guess, but that's
that
not
guess.
It. I'm excited to see where the guest is coming today. I mean, there's so many college football programs, and who you may have crossed paths with over the years. 215-592-9494. Do you consider this season Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles? Hugh does. I don't. I think it's one where building, get that foundation back, two new coordinators, get back to knowing the next few years are that. Radiothon rolls on for another day here at WIP. All your calls the next segment. And when we come back, we'll address the disaster. And it was a disaster at Citizens Bank Park yesterday. And the biggest series of the season that starts tonight, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.